From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office should he win the presidency in next month's election.
The fact that Washington and the Washington establishment has tried so hard to stop our campaign is only more proof that our campaign represents the kind of change that only arrives once in a lifetime.
Trump announced his plans for the country Saturday just as another woman claims she was sexually assaulted by Trump about a decade ago. Jessica Drake, an adult film actress, says she's coming forward to support the other women accusing Trump of sexual misconduct. Meantime, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigned in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia on Saturday. During a rally in Pittsburgh, Clinton made a pitch for Republican voters who are put off by the party's candidate.
We will work with everyone. Now, I imagine here in Allegheny County, and if you're from further west, you probably know people who are thinking about voting for Donald Trump. And here's what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them that I understand that they need a president who cares about them, will listen to them, and I want to be their president too.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. This is VOA News. Fighting in Yemen with government forces and their Saudi-led allies battling Houthi rebels backed by Iran raged from Friday into Saturday on the Saudi-Yemen border, despite a 72-hour ceasefire set to end late Saturday. Witnesses reported Saudi-led coalition airstrikes on Houthi missile launchers east of the capital, Sana'a. All parties had agreed to honor the United Nations-backed truce set to end at midnight as a means to allow critically needed supplies to reach civilians cut off from outside help. Authorities in Haiti are trying to recapture more than 170 prison escapees. Authorities say the inmates fled the prison north of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, Saturday after killing a guard and stealing weapons. At least 11 inmates have been recaptured so far. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti is urging citizens to avoid the area where the prison is located. Somali pirates Saturday released 26 sailors who were captured during a ship hijacking. Nearly 5 years ago, bringing to an end one of the longest-running hostage-taking cases in the country. Sources close to the pirates told a VOA reporter in the region that hostages were released after their captors were paid a $2 million ransom, a claim repeated by one pirate in an interview with a local media outlet. The crew consisted of members from Cambodia, China, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report, during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday, shows there is sufficient evidence to confirm the government's role in the March 2015 attack. The report blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. An Afghan Taliban delegation traveling to Pakistan for talks with officials to raise various issues, including arrests of some insurgent leaders, shutting down on some religious seminaries for Afghan refugees, and increasing problems facing the displaced community in the neighboring country. A senior Taliban official told VOA the three-member delegation has been dispatched to Islamabad from its political headquarters in Doha, the capital of the Gulf state, to convey concerns and seek information on what prompted the arrest of Taliban members. And a U.S. Navy warship passed through waters claimed by China near the disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.